So now we're going to do the Utrecht pattern, and the Utrecht pattern is kind of a variation of a Cushing pattern. Instead of taking parallel bites, you're going to take bites that are kind of like a V shape or on the diagonal. So in order to bury the knot, you're going to start the pattern just similar to all the others, where you're going to consider deep as close to the incision and superficial away from the incision. So instead of doing a square-like pattern, I'm going to do a V shape. And the other thing is, I'm going to have my incision oriented in a vertical manner, because that's most likely how you're going to be suturing with a Utrecht pattern in the field. The most common place to use that pattern is on the uterus during a C-section. Those incisions are generally going to be vertical or similar. So again, you're going to start near to the incision and away at about a 45 degree angle. And then far to near, so that you are basically creating a V shape. And similar to the Cushing, you're not going to go into the lumen. You're just going to be catching your holding layer, which is, as we've talked about, the submucosal layer. So, and again, we want to make sure that we tie that knot towards the incision from this loop, so that the loop buries. And again, pulling parallel to the incision to bury that suture as best we can. Again, in these suture patterns, the inverting patterns, you may not always perfectly bury your knot, unfortunately. It's just kind of the way it goes. Okay, so then instead of taking bites parallel to the incision, I'm going to take my bites at a 45 degree angle from far to near. And again, I'm going to kind of oversew my knot by just coming back on it a little bit. So you can see how similar it is to the Cushing pattern. Only I'm just taking a little bit of an angle on the bite instead of being perpendicular. Instead of being parallel. And similar to the other patterns, I need to keep some tension on the suture as I'm doing it, so that I keep that tissue inverting as I go and prevent any spillage from occurring while I'm doing the suture pattern. And that takes some practice to keep that tension on there while you're suturing. And generally, this pattern's being performed in a bovine uterus, so taking big bites is not a big deal at all. Or bites, I should say, away from the incision. There's no need to conserve tissue in this instance. The key is to get it closed fast and with a good seal. You also notice that when you're handling organs, you generally are not going to be using your thumb forceps very much to handle the tissue. If anything, you're going to keep your tissue braced with your suture or use your hands. But really, especially if you're closing like a bovine uterus or a bladder, you shouldn't really have to touch the tissue very much. For the bladder closure, you would have to have an assistant that was holding the bladder anyways. Okay, so to bury this knot, it's gonna be similar to all the other ones, where now I have a loop that's close to the incision. So I'm gonna take another bite that's close to the incision. So I have two basically deep bites, is how you can think about that if you wanna think back to your closure of your body wall. And then I'm gonna take a bite across and back towards the incision to bury it. And some people will say that this is making an A shape, whereas I started with a V and I end with an A. Or an upside down V, however you want to think about it. But you can appreciate that I have a loop here that's going to help to bury all of that tissue, and then all of my bites are close to the incision. And again, pulling parallel to the incision to bury that knot as best as you can. In real tissue that's nice and thick, that knot will bury really well way down into the tissue. A little tougher when you have a silicone model that doesn't have a lot of give to it. And that's the uTrek pattern.